The White House has been trying to highlight popular parts of its new health care law as they go into effect, but the overall plan remains unpopular, and Republicans are campaigning on a promise to both repeal and replace the law with something less costly. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the politics of repeal are attractive to both parties for different reasons.
President Obama has a two-track strategy on health care: point out the appealing parts of the law and point a finger at the people he says would take them away.
Some of the folks who were against health reform in Congress, they still think that none of this should have happened. They don't think you should be getting these rebates. Don't think we should be closing this donut hole. In fact, you have an entire party out there that's running on a platform of repeal.
Those $250 prescription drug rebate checks are in the mail. Democrats hope they'll improve seniors' opinions of the law. As for repeal, well, Democrats think that could help them too. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is trying to get Republicans on the record about repeal, and Congressman Chris Van Hollen, the head of the Democrats' House Campaign Committee, is happy to talk about his opponent's position.
The number one priority of the Republicans going into this election is to repeal health care reform altogether and essentially hand the keys to the healthcare system back over to the insurance industry. I think that this Republican strategy of let's repeal healthcare reform is a failed strategy.
But Republicans don't think so, and they're not backing off.
No, I don't think we are.
That's Republican Congressman Dave Camp.
I think it's very important that this bill, which is going to cut $500 billion out of Medicare and really is going to add tremendously to the federal bureaucracy and put the government in charge of your health care, needs to be repealed.
Hundreds of other Republicans running for office this year, incumbents and challengers, have signed a pledge on the repealit.org website, including Carly Fiorina in California.
You know, there are so many problems with this health care bill that we must repeal it.
Roy Blunt in Missouri.
That's why I'm pledging my support to repeal the bill.
And David Vitter in Louisiana.
I introduced a bill to completely repeal Obamacare.
So Democrats and Republicans think repeal will work for them. Both sides can't be right.
Well, as always, public opinion's complicated.
That's Republican pollster Bill McInturf, who's been doing surveys on health care since 1991.
First, people oppose this bill. That as you look at multiple public surveys, people still say they oppose the health care bill passed by President Obama. What's not clear is what happens next.
McInturf points out that in many conservative districts, Democrats who voted yes on the health care bill will have trouble this fall. And as a metaphor for big spending and intrusive government, health care is unbeatable. But that's quite different than saying what comes next should be repeal. President Obama's top pollster, Joel Benenson, points to something else that voters say about health care.
When you ask people looking forward, now that the bill is passed, what do you want to happen? Clear majority say give the law a chance to work, make changes if needed. Only about 4 in 10 say repeal it.
Former White House Communications Director Anita Dunn, who's running an independent campaign to boost the health care law, is counting on something that's worked in the past. Once the government confers a new benefit, it's very hard to take it back.
The Republicans put themselves into a box. Their base wants repeal, but the broader group of voters that they have to appeal to want those consumer protections. What are the Republicans going to do if they repeal this? Make senior citizens return their $250 checks?
McInturf acknowledges that the political landscape for health care has shifted. Now that the bill is the law, Republicans have to adapt.
For most people, this one-year fight concluded in some piece of legislation, and there are parts of it that are popular. And so I do think for the Republicans, it creates an enormous kind of obligation to say, if you were going to start over, what would you do differently? Where Republicans have to put more on the table in terms of, if not this, what?
Republicans did try to put something on the table. A few weeks ago, they unveiled their own bill to replace what they call Obamacare. But it got relatively little attention. Too many other things were going on. Bill McInturf.
If there had not been this oil spill, my guess is we'd have a long, continued debate about health care. Was it good or bad? What does it mean? But that conversation has been kind of squished, and it's a good reminder of the reasons why it's very hard to sustain debate in this country, because we kind of move on to the next problem.
The White House is now working hard to focus the public's short attention span on specific benefits. Last week, it was the rebate checks. Next month, there will be a new high-risk coverage pool for people who are uninsured because of pre-existing conditions, each one a brick in an edifice the Democrats hope will prove impossible to dismantle. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.